There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by U.S. Water Heating Solutions. They service any type tank, tankless, or boiler system for homes and businesses. Herbie, it's Friday. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I'm excited to talk to our next guest. I always love talking to him at the ballpark. I always felt like I learned a lot from talking baseball with Aaron Rowan. I last year went and saw Robert at AA. I went to Birmingham and saw him play a couple of games. People tell me that he can go get him. You've seen him up close. Should I be excited about his ability to play the outfield?
He's not exactly, let me put it to you this way, refined yet, but this guy is so fast that it doesn't matter. I always used to give Kenny Lofton a lot of grief, too. I was like, damn, Kenny, you're a really great center fielder. You can jump, you can rob homers. I said, but you run really routes.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Oh, I'm glad that that's what we restarted things with. That is excellent. You were listening on the stream yesterday. You heard that full. Shout out to Aaron Rowan. A little of that is nice. It's weird for me because I reflexively reach for a dump button that doesn't exist. Because I'm obviously doing the show in the basement. So I don't have access to the dump button at all. And so I was like, oh, and I was like, Herbie got it. But the people on the stream were able to hear it. And it's a great reason to listen on the radio.com app and 670thescore.com. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a show that's going to jump around House of Pain today. Connor Orr is going to join me at 1240. He covers football for Sports Illustrated, and he's been one of the best follows if you were interested at all in the AAF or the XFL. I'm looking forward to talking with him about this lawsuit between Oliver Luck and Vince McMahon. So we'll do that at 12:40. Bob Kendrick, who is the president of the Negro Leagues Museum, is going to join me at 1 o'clock. And I cannot wait. If you want to text in a question about a player or a ballpark or a nickname from the Negro Leagues that you'd like to have a little bit more background on, hit up the Tech Zone. 670-11 is how you can text the Tech Zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. Also, Jim Sonnes is going to join me at 1:30. Jim writes for NumberFire. We used to have Jim on the nighttime show to talk about like the NFL and stuff. What I didn't know is that he's a big like NASCAR junkie, and I have NASCAR questions because NASCAR is going to start up this weekend with a race at Darlington, and I'm curious if the lack of sports means people will move to watching NASCAR this weekend. So I threw a poll up on my Twitter account. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. Since it's going to be on, and it's going to be live Sunday afternoon, 2:30 on Fox, are you more apt to watch it now than you would be? And so far, people have been steadfast in, no, I'm not watching it. Not a NASCAR fan. Now, NASCAR has had these kind of problems over the last few years where they had kind of hit this boom and there were new people that were in and watching NASCAR, and then it has been a real, real struggle for them over the last 5 years or so. I'll talk with Jim about that, but it did bring up a really interesting point to me that I wanted to spend a little bit of time on before I get to some of the bigger issues that I want to discuss, including baseball. I think what I found interesting as someone who does this for a living, like trying to tap into your psyche, that's kind of part of the gig. That's part of the job that those of us who have these type of jobs, we have to understand some of the research on what things do we talk about? What things are more popular than others? Do we give things that aren't as popular more time as we're trying to grow an audience and build up listenership and all of those things? What I've thought is really interesting is people just assume that if you wrap anything in sports, that sports fans are so starved for it that they're just going to be like, yeah, I'm a sports fan. That's my whole bio. There's nothing else about me that would allow me to like one thing more than another. I'm just a sports fan. So throw on something that just says sports, and I'm going to be all for it. And I think the first things that we got that were like this was the NBA players playing 2K, where it's like, oh, yeah, that'll be dope. NBA players are playing 2K, but gaming esports is a big deal right now, so people will flock to watching those games. And they didn't. I have a theory on that. My theory is NBA players aren't better than the average 2K player. It would have been more interesting to me to watch NBA players get their asses kicked by actual gamers. That would have been fun to me. Watching them play each other, not that interesting after the first couple of minutes. So, all right, let's cross that off the list. Though I will say NASCAR itself, the eNASCAR stuff actually did do well as far as streams went. Let's go to the next thing that's wrapped in sports. Oh, NBA and WNBA and NBA greats are going to play horse. Now, I was into it. I had a rooting interest. I'm a big Allie Quigley fan. I wanted to see her and Zach LaVine do well. But the production of it was so bad that we were like, I'm good. I don't know why, like, in my mind, I thought that it would all be indoors. And when I saw it wasn't, and the thing that, and Herbie, I think you had the same reaction that I did. When you saw Trae Young's setup, you were like, I'm good. I don't need to see any more of this. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, this is cool, but it should have been a lot cooler. Now, we've advanced since then. In the new normal, we've advanced. The WNBA draft was incredible. It was well done, and even people who don't like the WNBA found themselves watching it. And that was able to open up the door for how the NFL could do their draft. And, you know, the NFL had all the bells and whistles and all the dollars to put into it and all the cameras, and they ended up getting 55 million people that tuned in. But that's already, like, built in. We're going to watch the NFL draft no matter what. But now you're saying, okay, I can cross these 3 days off my list of things to do because I know that the NFL draft is going to be there. And yes, we were subjected to tragedy porn, but we watched nonetheless. I just think that it's been really interesting that the idea of the sports fan will gravitate towards anything has been debunked in my mind. I think there still has to be a genuine interest in the sport. I will say, though, UFC 249 did 700,000 buys, and people weren't expecting that number. A lot of people thought that 500,000 would be about the cap on that. So getting 700,000 buys, like pay-per-view buys, is really, really big. And people subscribing to ESPN Plus and all that good stuff. But I don't think that you're given a ton of credit when it comes to programming on a national level. Just smack a sports sticker on it. And, you know, those sports fans, they're starving. They're starving for sports. There's some truth to it. We want baseball to come back. I think that we would like some sort of conclusion to the NBA and NHL season. I don't know what the conclusion is. At this point, I feel like a tournament in the NBA would suffice. Like, if you want to go straight to the playoffs from here, fine. We can roll dice and figure out what the draft lottery is. The Bulls will still end up 7. Don't worry. Same thing with the NHL. It's weird to have a season stop and there not be a cup awarded. If the NHL were like, okay, we're just going to start at the playoffs, cool. But not everything is equal. And I wonder if programmers are finding that out. We have all jumped on The Last Dance, but we were all going to do that anyway. Especially here. Like, we were salivating, like, waiting until June. Think about the moment when you found out that documentary was getting made. You were like, yep, know what I'm doing in June. I'm going to watch Michael Jordan yell at Scott Burrell and call him a hoe. And you've gotten it. And I'm looking forward to the finale. By the way, on Monday, we're going to do a roundtable on this show. Me, Herbie, Campy, Tony. We're going to talk about episodes 9 and 10 in the first hour. So make sure that you're here for that. I went a little longer on this than I was expecting to go. It's just something that I noticed. That it just seemed like when there was literally nothing, while we were all trying to figure out stuff, there was this rush to put anything sports-wise on, any type of sports programming on. And I feel like you, the consumer, did a good job of going, no, I'm good on that and that and that. Give me the things that I want, not the things that you think that I want. Which brings us back to baseball. Baseball is starting to, there's a lot of movement towards baseball coming back. I went to go grab dinner last night, put my mask on, went outside, got some dinner, came back right in time to see Rob Manfred's interview with Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN. And I really wish one of two things. One, I wish Anderson were a bigger baseball fan or more knowledgeable about baseball, because I think he would have handled the interview better if he were. Two, I wish he cared at all about baseball, like, because it showed. And this happens in the reverse, too. This happens when politicians end up on sports shows and when sports people end up on news shows. There's sometimes there's a lack of the follow-up question. And I didn't think that, and I think Anderson's a great interviewer. I didn't think he did a particularly good job with Rob Manfred last night. And I felt like he got in the way of Sanjay Gupta asking him some critical questions about how baseball is going to make all of this stuff work. Because that's where I'm at. It's cool that everyone wants the game to come back, and I'm right there with you. I want my every White Sox fan wanted this season to happen. I just think that there's been a lack of particulars, and it seems as if what we're seeing is baseball ownership trying to win a PR battle before actually making it a safe environment for players to play, and then figuring out how they're going to break up the baseball revenue, or if they're going to show the players how much revenue they actually are losing. You have Rob Manfred last night saying that baseball owners are going to lose $4 billion. You had Tom Ricketts say that they're going to lose about 70% of their baseball revenue this year. And all those things I put into question, not because I think the two men are lying, but because I would like to see some proof about that before we go forward in some sort of negotiation. And I don't hold it against the players that they might want to see some proof on that too. Show me your books. So then, a couple days ago, Blake Snell, Cy Young Award winning pitcher for Tampa, was on Twitch. He was, I don't know if he was gaming at the time or if he just went on to talk about some of this stuff. Here's what he said about some of his apprehensions about playing.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all gotta understand too, because y'all gonna be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm gonna play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not gonna be like, the damage that was done to my body, that's gonna be there forever. So now I gotta play with that on top of that. So y'all gotta understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay, like, bro, this, yeah, man, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine. Okay, and that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry if you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that? Like, you know, I'm sorry. So in my head, I'm preparing for next season. And I'm actually preparing for right now, but as if I'm preparing for next season. Like, it's super weird, man. More Twitch streams for us, that's facts. But guys, I'm just saying, man, it just doesn't make sense for me to lose all of that money and then go play and then be on lockdown, not around my family, not around the people I love, and get paid way the hell less, and then the risk of injury runs every time I step on the field. So it's not worth it. It's not. I love baseball to death. It's just not worth it.
I think that Blake Snell makes some really good arguments that are packaged weird. Mainly because we were all like, wait, that's Blake Snell? That's what he sounds like?
If I get the Rona.
Him talking. Play it again, Herbie. Play that again.
If I get the Rona.
If he gets the Rona. It does lead to a question. If the military is rejecting people who have had coronavirus reportedly, and it is something that impacts your capacity to breathe long term, if it scars your lungs, I can understand why any athlete would be like, just because. you think it's okay, like, just because we've done a good job of not overflowing hospitals.